All righty, so I had the privilege to introduce our speaker today. And the speaker today's name is James K. Smith, and he's an amazing person. Most important to me has been a role model to me over the last year and a half. Most importantly, he's also has been a man of God who continues to change people that he interacts with on a daily basis. For me, it's been a pleasure knowing that he grew up playing football with my dad through local Little League teams and also running track and field for Illinois' goal in my hometown of Kankakee, Illinois. A couple facts about Mr. Smith is he grew up wanting to play football, as a lot of kids who grow up playing athletics, your dream is to go big and your dream is to make it to the big leagues. Well, for him, this became a reality. He was a two-time state champion in the state of Illinois in track. Going into high school, he was a breakout football star. He received offers from the University of Oklahoma, the University of USC, University of Illinois, and then Purdue, which he went to for 3 years before transferring to Ellen College University in North Carolina. God always say that sometimes things don't go as planned and he has something else for you in mind. Well, Minister K. Smith has went through a big transformation in his life, and today he will share that story with you guys. I have a banner in my room that says, if not now, then when? Sometimes God tells us that not everything is planned, and sometimes you have to take a different destination to get there. For many of us, we question on why that is or how can we bounce back from that. But we have to continue to work with our craft, and we have to continue to trust in the process. If you guys can, please welcome Minister James K. Smith.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
First of all, I'd like to give honor to God for allowing me to be here. It's truly an honor and a privilege to get the opportunity to take a few minutes of y'all time and to give me a chance to speak to you. It's a big deal to me this morning. It is a big deal to me. I'm going to pray in. I'm going to share a few things about me a little bit. Taiwan, I want to thank you for the introduction. God truly is in control. I once was 18, 19, 20, 21, 20. I once was in college, man. I actually went to college some years ago. I want to tell y'all a little bit about myself. There are some things I'm going to speak about, and I want y'all to please just give me about 15 minutes of your time to hear the words. It ain't my words that's important. It's God's words. And there's some words that I'm going to share with you that can change your life. And I came to uplift the name of Jesus. That's why I came. That's why God spared my life. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ, Father, I ask that you touch your people. Father God, I ask that your word go forth, that it will not return void, Lord. Father God, I ask that your word convict, convince, and convert your people. Father God, we know that this world is sinful and corrupt, and that we need power. And Father God, we ask that you give us power to walk through this world, to do the things that you've called us to do, Father. We ask that your Holy Spirit live in us, that it would lead us and guide us to all righteousness. Father God, we know that without you, John 15 and 5 said we can do nothing. Yes, Jesus said that. Without me, you can do nothing. And I've learned that through my life, Father. So I want to thank you because of you that you spared my life, that you died on the cross for me and my sins. And I want to thank you, Jesus. Father, we know that Easter is coming soon. Father, we need to know what your son truly means to us individually. Intimately, you must develop a relationship with Jesus Christ. Father God, I ask that these young people, Lord, that they will make the right decisions in life, that they will start right now. As they hear my voice, Lord, something will touch them and they will say, what must I do to be saved, to stay saved, to live for you and you alone? Father God, I thank you for each and every person that's in this room. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm excited. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. First of all, I want to thank Taiwan again. Man, he's a man of God, young man. I love him. I've just met him, been knowing him less than a year, but I knew his dad, his mother. We're from the same hometown. Also want to thank the staff here, Alisa Gunner, for having me, you know, saying, hey, that's something I say. I'm excited, man. I talk a lot. I get loud. I get excited about Jesus Christ because he spared my life. Physically, he spared me. The way I met Jesus, I was laying on the basement floor with a bag around my head, tied up, bleach around me, two holes in me. I had to breathe in a plastic bag, scratch a hole so I could suck air because it was a drug deal gone bad. And he had no reason to save me. I did not know him. I knew of him, but I didn't know him. He spared my life. I heard a voice said, Father, spare this one, for we can use him in our kingdom. That was in 1990. I was strung out on drugs. My NFL career was gone. But he seemed fit to spare my life. But he didn't just spare me then. He spared me on the cross years ago when he died and hung. He didn't have to, but he did. But he did it for me. I don't know about you. I don't know if y'all truly know him, truly know him. For yourself. You got to know him for yourself. Not for mama, not for daddy, not for your brother. You got to know him for yourself. See, because y'all going to go through some changes in life. When I was 19, 20, 21, boy, life was great. I was in college. I went to Purdue University. And then I ended up going to Elon College, which is a Christian school. And the name of the school, they nicknamed was the Fighting Christians. But I was so lost. I didn't even know I was in a Christian school. I didn't even know that. It took me 10 years later to realize, hey, Fighting Christians. Hey, I said, what did the people so nice in North Carolina? I never knew that. I realized, man, God had a hand on me way back then. I just want to also thank the staff. I want to thank some of the people that I met yesterday. Me and my wife was around campus. Now, the best part is at the end, y'all. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to get into the Word. Now, I'm going to get to it shortly because I got so much stuff prepared. I can't do it in 20, 30 minutes. But God got a Word for you if you receive it, especially you up there. Hey, you too. Hey, yeah, you too. Yeah, hey, you too. Hey, I'm talking to y'all. God talking to you. Pay attention, man. Yeah, you. He got a Word for you. See? Yeah, he do. He gonna use me to tell you. So you gotta listen, obey, and follow. Those are the three things I come to tell you. And it's all about Jesus Christ. Listen to the Holy Spirit that's in Christ. He'll be in you. But you gotta listen, man. You gotta listen. This is God's house, man. And it's one thing, when I'm in my church, I go to Fellowship Bible Church, Pastor Reggie Jones in Pembroke, Illinois. And we about the telephones, y'all. If you ain't got the scripture or the Bible, telephones, we get upset about the phones because the phones can distract you. And the enemy want to distract you from not hearing a word that might help save your life or save someone. Or God will use you to help someone change their life. But you might miss the word that convict you or transform you. You might. I ain't saying you will. Phones are good. You know, y'all know how to use them. I don't. I got my wife here. Thank God for my wife. She's the brains of the outfit. So. But I just want to say, I'm in the, you know, for a few minutes because, see, I didn't listen for a long time. I didn't obey and I didn't follow. And when I ended up in prison, because I didn't listen and I didn't obey and I didn't follow the right people. I ended up strung out on drugs, cocaine, heroin, marijuana, smoked cigarettes. I did it all because I didn't know Jesus Christ. I didn't know the Word of God. See, y'all got it good. Y'all got it easy, man. Y'all at a Christian college. Y'all can study the Word. Y'all young. See, because the enemy, John 10:10 said he come to kill, steal, and destroy. And he want to kill, steal, and destroy you. Me, the little baby, your mama, your daddy, your brother. He want to kill, steal. He want to steal your future. See, I get you young. See, the enemy gets you young. He gets your mind. He gets your ears. He gets you into stuff that you shouldn't listen to. People that you shouldn't follow. He gets you young. He got you. You may not never come back. I don't know. It took me a long time to come back off of drugs and alcohol and bad decisions. I went to the NFL, had a lot of money, had a little fame, fortune. It went all through my pocket. By the time I was 30 years old, I was homeless downtown in Los Angeles. At 24 years old, I was a fourth round draft choice for the Washington Redskins. But I didn't know who Jesus Christ. I didn't know him. So I was... A coach told me, he said, Smitty, he said, you was bound to fail. I said, what you mean I was bound to fail? He said, man, you didn't know Christ. I said, man, I was mad when he heard that. But I had to process it, man. When you don't know Christ, if you don't know Jesus Christ for yourself, see, the number one relationship we can develop in life, now I love my wife. I love her to death. But she loved me. And the Bible tells me that I got to die for her. Like Christ died for us. See, when a man finds a wife, you men find a wife, not a girlfriend. Well, before you, yeah, but certain things you can't do. See, we don't keep it real. Yeah, you got, you know, the Holy Spirit has took over y'all, because you see I ain't went to my scripture, what I was playing on, you know, which is, it's great to let the Holy Spirit lead to y'all. But what I wanted to say is, my wife and, the Holy Spirit, knowing Jesus Christ, has changed my life. You know, I could quote a lot of scriptures, y'all. I could go through a lot of stuff. But I got to stay on point a little bit. But I want to thank Carla. I want to thank you. I met her yesterday. Sean, I want to thank you. That's Taiwan's roommate somewhere. I hope you're here. He said we're coming. I hope you don't, even if we, but I want to thank you. Dalton, Ken, Alisa. Alisa, she's an opera singer. Man, she can sing. Y'all probably know her. No? Y'all don't know her, but she can sing. We heard her yesterday. Man, she can sing. Wow. I think that's her name, Alisa. Lexus, I want to thank you. She work in the cafeteria. Dana, thank you. Y'all has treated us so nice in a short time. I see the Christ in some of the people here. I see the Christ in this environment. I can feel it. I don't just see it. You got to feel it and know that the Holy Spirit, like he in here right now. He in here right now. He in y'all. He in some of y'all. Some of y'all he not in. Hey, I'm just keeping it real. Now, the reason I say that, cause there's two kinds of people in the world, y'all. Two kinds of people. There's only two kinds. Anybody know? Y'all college students, anybody know? Taiwan, you know, don't say. Anybody know? There's only two kinds. Unbelievers. I ain't pointing at y'all. And believers. There's only two kind of people in the world. You either gonna believe when you get up age enough to start realizing you gotta make some choices, you gotta believe in the right thing, or you gonna get up in age where you can make some choices, you can make your own choices and believe in whatever you wanna believe in. And it took me a long time before I got into the book. This book helped save my life, man, because I sold out. Because I couldn't stop using drugs by myself. I couldn't stop hurting people by myself. I got some kids that don't talk to me today because I abandoned them. Because my God was something else. See, but today I live for Christ. That's my God. That's who I live for. I got today, I work at Walmart, y'all, and I'm a millionaire. I'm more than a millionaire. See, because I got what money can't buy. I got joy. See, money can't buy that, y'all. Education is good, but it can't buy you peace. You got to have peace in Christ. See, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You understand? Man, why did I go to college and I'm still doing my job and I ain't happy? Man, I went them 4 years. I ain't getting nothing out of that school. It was a Christian school too. But listen, it's about getting Christ in you. You get Christ in you, he going to give you joy, peace, love. He going to give you things that money can't buy. Me and my wife, we stay in a small apartment, man. Feel like I'm in a mansion. We got so much today. I never thought that God would, He had a greater plan for me than the NFL. God has a greater plan for you than your plan. Your plan could be good, which is good. But his plan with your plan is going to be great. It's going to be great, y'all. But you got to sell out and believe. Find the right things to believe. Now, I'm going to use that word believe a lot. You're going to hear me say believe. We're going to get into a little scripture. Not a little scripture, because I got a lot. But time-wise, and it's exciting, man, to let the Holy Spirit take over. I feel so comfortable over here, I tell you. I mean, God is so good. And he's been so good to me because I sold out. I surrendered my life because I couldn't live. I didn't know how to live at about 40 years old. I had been off and on, this and that, trying to get it right. I went to a ministry called LaSan Ministry, which is in Kankakee, Illinois. And LaSan stands for Lost Souls Our Mission, L-S-O-N, Our Mission, L-O-S-O-M, Lost Souls Our Mission. And I was truly, at 40-something years old, I was a lost soul, man. When I left college, I didn't even know I had it. You know, I studied child development, family science, close to getting my degree. But I didn't even know who I was after football. I was 30 years old, and I didn't really know who I was and whose I was. See, I know who I belong to today. You got to know that you're a child of God, man. And when you know that, young ladies, women, men, when you know you're a child of God, it's certain things that your standards are a little higher. You're not better than the next person. But God said you are royalty, that you were made in his image and likeness. You got to say, yeah, I'm going to boast in him, not on me. But because I'm his, he said, I got power and authority to do things. See, you're going to need some power, y'all, to walk through this life, especially y'all young people. That's old people, too. because the enemy want to what? Kill, steal, and destroy your life. You're going to need power. And the only way the power that you're going to need is not what athletes said. Hey, what athletes? I know there's some athletes in here. Y'all muscle strong. Hey, there you go. See there? Yeah, they like me. Look, they ain't big. They, you know, I used to. But the power that I had in my might was no good. The enemy chewed me up and spit me out. Could have took my life. Only reason he didn't, because God seemed fit to keep me, so he would use me. But I couldn't beat the enemy on my power. I had to have the power. Acts 1 and 8 talks about that power. You got to know your word. The word was what's going to strengthen you. It strengthened me. It changed me. I couldn't understand why I couldn't beat this little bitty thing. Man, I went to the NFL, and I've been to college training. I went to the combine. I had the fastest time in the combine when I went in 1984. I was fast. And man, I couldn't even beat this little bitty rock. That thing tore me up. It's a spirit. See, you can't beat it, a demonic spirit with a physical fight. You can't beat it. There's things that y'all going to go through in life that you might be going through now. You got to call on the spirit power, the power that God gives you. That's inside of you. It's inside of all of us. We like cars. They're all of us cars, right? And there's a big engine. We all got engines, right? Now, where is the keys? You got to know where the keys at. The keys is in the book. See, now you got to get the keys out of the book. Get the word. Then you got to put it in the car. And then guess what you got to do? Some of us going to sit in the car, look pretty. Ain't gonna even turn the key on. Turn the car on. You gotta turn the car on in order for the car to go. Then you gotta push the pedal. We all got the Spirit of God in us, but you gotta release it. You gotta diligently seek after Him. He said He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek after me. Now it took me a long time, but I had a desire. I knew God was real. I just didn't know Him for myself. I used to pray, Lord, let me run 4 touchdowns this game. And I didn't even know Him, but He allowed my talent, God-given. He did. I did. I ran a few, you know, touchdowns. And I said, I was state champion, All-American, all that stuff. But I didn't know that He was doing it for me. I thought it was me. Hey, I'm pretty good. But He had already blessed me and gave me things that I didn't even know physically. You know, I worked hard. Don't get me wrong. I worked hard at it, this and that. But when it came down to it, I know there's some things that I seen myself do that I knew I couldn't possibly humanly do that. See, God works in the impossible. You got to believe supernatural stuff. See, I've seen things happen to people's lives that I could not believe. I've seen the transformation in some people's life that I could not believe. I said, no way. No way he could change. Dope dealer. just messed up. All he talked, I mean, I just seen people was so lost on, not just drugs, y'all. See, there's things that drugs is reveling in our community, in our country, in our world. Cause it's a trick of the enemy. See, if I get your mind messed up, you won't think right. So you ain't gonna do right. Like me. And I started when I was in college, man. When I was high school. I went to college, I went to Purdue. I could drink one tall boy, I remember. Cause I ran track, football, and track, football, played a little basketball and baseball. Four sports. When I went to college, I could only drink one tall boy, I remember that. Boy, I was, whoo, man. You know, when I left college, I could drink a six pack of them tall ones. I was, right there, it started. It gradually started. Yeah, from one beer. Yeah. I went to the pros, had a little money. Oh, hey, what's that stuff over there? I'm looking in the room. I'm seeing these professional athletes. I open the door. Man, they snorting something on the table. I'm like, man, what's that? Hey, you want some? I said, no, I don't want none, but I got curious. I got curious. I ain't know the word. I ain't know the word said I should not defile my temple. I didn't know that. That the Holy Spirit wants to live in me, that he will not live in an unclean temple. He won't live in you if your temple is unclean. You won't be able to have the power to change, to walk away and say, nope, not me. I ain't getting high. I don't smoke with you. I don't drink. I don't get high. Hey, I tell you, you're going to come to church with me. I pray. I'll pray for you. These are the things that the Holy Spirit gives you. But you have so much happy and joy. People going to say, what's she on? She on something. I'm on the Holy Spirit. I'm on Jesus, man. That's the drug I get high for. I'm telling you, man. Y'all gonna change the world. But the enemy, he see your future. He see your future. The enemy know the word. Remember, he was a what? A fallen what? Angel. So that means he had some word in him. He got some word in him. He know the word. So you need to be sure, because he'll put doubt in you. He'll make you think you're not equipped. You're not made in my image. I used to think, man, there was a time in my life that I thought, God, how could you use me? And I messed up. I was no good. I was nothing. I messed my career up. I was ashamed. I just didn't want to come to Kankakee. Kankakee was the last place in the world that I wanted to come to. I could remember in my lifetime, I told people, I said, my dreams have already come true, man. I've been to the NFL, played on four football teams. Hey, man, I played with Heisman Trophy winners, Hall of Famers. If I die tomorrow, I'm okay. Not knowing that God has so much more for me than football. So, seek God, man. Lord, you know what's best. The world or the word. I want to speak on a few things, and I ain't got but 5 more minutes, but I want to speak on something that I did come and say. This is something that the Holy Spirit gave me, and I was to talk about unbelief versus belief. I was to talk about decision making, good and bad, right and wrong. I was to talk about number three, the world or the word. The world or the word. Which one you going to believe? Listen, obey, and follow. See, those are three things that I got old, and I found out if I just keep it simple. If I can just manage those three things, if I listen, obey, and follow. And I said, listen to who? Listen to what? Obey who? Obey what? Follow who? Follow what? I found the key. John 14 and 6 said, Jesus said, see, I know every way in the book, y'all, to destroy my life. You ain't got to hunt for it. I'll tell you, you believe me. I tried every way. Every way. There is only one way. And that's John 14 and 6, y'all. I don't have to tell you what it says. Praise God. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. 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 If you want a good life, get in Christ. If you want to be successful, man, I envy you young people, man, because y'all do have a concept of Christ. I didn't know until I was 30 years old, laying on the basement floor. I had no idea. I don't think I had went to church. I went and got married. Yep, 18, didn't know God. My marriage lost, 20, I'm in college. I'm a father, because he had unprotected sex. Even though I was married, I didn't know how to be a father. I didn't know what being a father was all about. I'm 20 years old. Yeah, I'm in college trying to get to the pros. That's all I'm thinking. I made bad decisions, because I didn't have who in me. I ain't have him in me. Yeah, I had him in me, but he hadn't been activated. The key hadn't been turned. I had to push the pedal. See, y'all gonna push the pedal and change the world. See, that's what y'all gonna do. And last but not least, of course, Jesus said if you last down here, you're gonna be first up there. So last but not least, by a long shot, Jesus Christ is who I came to lift his name up. I came to lift his name up. I came to challenge y'all young people to ask yourself, do you have a personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ? That's it. That's the key to life, y'all. Develop an intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and he will change you. He will give you the strength to walk through things that you never thought you could do, to go places, to say things. I'm going to close in 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. I just want a show of hands. Are you a Christian? Do you know for sure you're a Christian? I see everybody here. Is there anybody? Even if your hand ain't up, if you ain't show, that's okay. Because if you're a Christian, you are a follower of Christ. I ain't got to tell y'all some of these things. But Christian means Christ-like. Be like Christ. That means in Christ you complete. I want to tell y'all that you have everything in you already. God has equipped you. If you confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, then you got power. You got the Holy Spirit in you. The engine is in you. Turn the key, young people. Push the pedal. Do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because you walk in epistles to be read by men. See, it's places, it's people that I would never be able to touch and reach. Chaplain would never be able to touch and reach. You. He called you. You'll be able to reach them. You got some brothers. There's some older brothers, older sisters. Y'all are examples to your family. They looking at you. It's back in the cities and towns where you're from, your neighborhood. They looking at you. They want to go know what you're going to do in summer when you come back to school. Oh, man, you know she go to a Christian school, but when she come back, she's this or she's that. No, be a walking epistle read by men so that God will be pleased of the things that you do and where you go. In closing, I want to say Colossians 2:11, I'm complete in Christ. That's all, y'all. It's a place in your heart. You can try to find it in drugs, alcohol. You can try to find it in money, success, homes, cars. There's a place in your soul that only Christ can fill. When you let Christ fill that spot, you're going to have what, like me, you will have what money came by. God bless y'all. I love y'all. Praise God.